Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And Mahomes will do it himself, a quarterback keeper, and that is more than enough for a fresh set of downs. It'll be first and goal inside the five.
And he is laying on top of one of the offensive linemen, and it looks like he is hurt. He is the injured player. He is in a lot of pain, Ian.
Mahomes just ripped off his helmet, and they are checking the right leg of Patrick Mahomes. Serious concern right now for the NFL MVP.
Westwood 1 is where that audio came from, a game you heard right here last night on Sports Radio 610. The Kansas City Chiefs beat the Denver Broncos, beat the brakes off the Denver Broncos last night. That two-game winning streak was fun, Denver, I'll bet, huh? So the Chiefs get back in the win column last night, 30-6 over the Broncos, but the big story from that game, Patrick Mahomes, whose knee injury was occurring at almost the exact same time as George Springer, severely injuring the Yankees' chances of winning the ALCS in the third inning. There were two things going on. It's always interesting to be on Twitter when there are two things going on like that, because, of course, my timeline, Seth, is flooded with Springer dinger.
Yeah.
Oh, Springer hit a bomb. You know, Springer this. And then I've got people who aren't in Houston that I follow, who are a lot of football people, who, let's face it, they're probably watching the Thursday night game.
I kind of had forgotten that there was even Thursday night football last night.
I did too, but we're in Houston, so that's logical. But then it was funny because my Twitter timeline on TweetDeck was Springer dinger, Springer, and with woven in like, oh no,
yeah,
not Patrick,
yeah,
oh God,
it was,
oh no,
not Patrick.
And he walked off the field,
and then because he dislocated his kneecap, which could go many, many different ways. It could be just a few weeks. It could be surgery that would be season ending, but it seems like they're relatively optimistic about this. I don't know if he's had a history. I've known players who had chronically dislocating kneecaps, and it's disgusting. Because you look over, and
that's a thing.
They'll say ah, and you look over and you think, oh, he's facing one direction, but his kneecap's staring me right in the face, and that's gross. But it becomes almost no big deal. So I don't know if it's something that's happened to him before, and he's just got a loose kneecap, or if he's got structural damage that just happened. It's a vast mystery exactly how it'll all end.
It is. We'll know more today. Ian Rappaport tweeted this morning. He said, heading into the all-important MRI today, here is where it stands for Chiefs QB Patrick Mahomes. He's expected to be out at least 3 weeks with a dislocated kneecap, but there is some real optimism from those involved that he can play through the ailment after that. Now, keep in mind, Patrick Mahomes tweeted last night after the game at 11:01. He tweeted this, awesome team win. Love my brothers. Thank you for all the prayers. Everything looking good so far. Hashtag God is good. Hashtag Chiefs kingdom. So he tweeted that last night.
What did he say? Everything's good so far? Yeah. You might add, I'd be surprised if he didn't have the MRI already.
Everything looking good so far. That's what he said. And pass the ketchup.
You can't trust the athlete himself in these situations because you're irrationally optimistic a lot of the times. It served him well to be optimistic when it is in his life.
Was 11 at 11:01 p.m. last night, would it have been logical that the adrenaline is still flowing a little bit too?
Yeah.
My guess is he woke up in great, great pain this morning.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, it's one of these injuries that's different every single time with different people. So sometimes there's a lot of swelling, sometimes there's not.
The bottom line that's not getting mentioned with this knee, I mean, it's getting mentioned, but we haven't mentioned yet at least, is that he's already dealing with a left ankle injury. So now he's got a right kneecap dislocation and a left ankle injury.
Yeah, if anything, people acting like they're upset that Mahomes got injured really haven't been paying attention the last couple of weeks. I don't know if they've noticed, but Mahomes hasn't been all that brilliant or electric the last couple of weeks. Maybe him injuring his knee and giving his ankle some time to rest might be just what the doctor ordered, and he ends up coming back fine and 4 or 5 weeks.
The whole thing could be a God blessing.
Yeah, it's like inadvertent load management. It's like Correa coming alive right this moment. Look, nobody got load managed more than Correa during the season because he had injuries. Sometimes these injuries are blessings in disguise.
Mm-hmm.
You just, the rest of your body recuperates and rests, and as long as his back stays up, all of a sudden, Correa's going to be hitting 3-run homers every damn night.
So look, the Texans already beat the Chiefs in Kansas City last weekend. If Patrick Mahomes is out for any extended period of time, Seth, what's the optimism level like now for Texas? Look, obviously there's a huge game this weekend with the Colts, but let's pretend for a second that the Texans go into Indy and they beat the Colts. You've got a Texans team then that would be 5-2,
mm-hmm.
have a two-game lead in the, or a game-and-a-half lead in the AFC South. You've already won the road game in Indianapolis, so the next Colts game would be at home. Now, that same thing played out last year, and it didn't work out so well for the Texans. But I think the Texans are a better team this year than they were last year, at least through six games. That's how it looks. If the Texans win this game on Sunday and you've got a Patrick Mahomes that at the very least is banged up and is going to miss a month or so, what all of a sudden becomes the ceiling for the Houston Texans?
I think that you're looking at potentially a two seed, depending on what happens with the Patriots and a head-to-head matchup there and whatnot. But I think realistically, I think most people would look at the last couple games and say, wow, you made some progress offensively, and that's awesome, but we need to see what you do versus a good defense. And we need to see if the defense itself, especially with both its starting cornerbacks injured right now. It's weird. We haven't talked much about the Texans this week because the Astros have been obviously the main focus. You've got two starting cornerbacks injured. You know, that's a big deal. You can disguise Lonnie Johnson and Phillip Gaines a little bit when it happens by surprise in the course of one game with Roby getting injured. But with teams having an entire week to game plan, things start to get a little bit dicey. So there's more and more pressure on the pass rushers up front to help those guys out. But I would say realistically, given all that, I'm giving you the dose of reality. Given all that, given the fact that the AFC is not a very impressive conference right this moment.
No.
You look at just DVOA and some of the advanced stats, the top 10 other than New England, it's all NFC. You know, until you get down to really Baltimore and Houston and
New England, obviously. Oakland.
Yeah, no, I'm saying outside of New England.
Outside New England's
at the very top. So yeah, it's very possible. It's very achievable.
Yeah.
I don't like thinking about it right this moment. I feel like I need three more games before I realistically start allowing myself to think about a two seed.
That's fine. Well, the good news is the next three games are all winnable games. Indianapolis this weekend. I think the Texans, I feel confident that they're going to go into Indy and win that game.
Well, Oakland
comes here in week 8, and then you go to London to play Jacksonville in week 9, and then you got a bye week. Those are three very winnable games.
Well, I'd say every single game they have on their schedule for the rest of the season is very winnable other than the Patriots.
Yeah, it's the NFL. Yeah,
but it's also the AFC.
Yeah.
The AFC sucks this year.
Yeah.
It just flat out so far. Now, The Ravens are intriguing, and they're still a work in progress in a way that I feel like the defense has underperformed to some extent, and I think that you still need to see a full season out of Lamar Jackson. What's this going to look like by the end of the season? And, you know, what's the elixir? What are the things that really give Lamar Jackson trouble? You tend to find out more and more as young quarterbacks move along.
Here's what Kansas City has over the next 4 weeks. Unfortunately for them, their bye week is until week 12. A week 12 bye week for Kansas City. So there's no, you know, unlike the Texans, say, with Bradley Roby, where you go, okay, well, he's got a hamstring, but you got your bye week coming up within the framework of that, of the recovery for that injury. If this is a 3 or 4 week injury for Patrick Mahomes, he's going to miss games in all 3 or 4 of those weeks. Here's the schedule. Oddly enough, they play two NFC North teams in the next couple games, Seth. They have a Sunday night game. They have a Sunday night game a week from this Sunday because they just played last night. So they get 10 days off. Their next game is Sunday the 27th, Sunday night football against the Green Bay Packers, who are 5-1 right now. They then have a home game the following Sunday against Minnesota, who's not a good road team. They then travel to Tennessee, which should be a very winnable game for them, even with Matt Moore at quarterback, the way Tennessee's playing right now. And then you host the Chargers in week 11. Those are their next four games before their bye week. Who knows about the Chargers, right? I mean, they're 2-4 right now. If they win a few games between now and then, maybe the Chargers are in that mode where we could save our season with a win in Kansas City. I guess the good news for Kansas City, three of the next four games are at home. The bad news is you're playing a couple pretty good teams along the way. And like you said, the NFL, outside of a few teams, is so even this year that, you know, if you're Kansas City, removing Patrick Mahomes from this situation, you could be on the level of a Tennessee all of a sudden traveling to Nashville.
And I think even the teams that look dominant or the teams that look like the real deal in the NFC, I can't look at San Francisco right this moment as impressive as they've been and still say, like, oh, yeah, this will last. This is for real. This is going to be fine by the end of the season. But they've looked way better than just about everybody else.
That's interesting. You're right. The overall records of the better teams in the NFC are really, really good. The NFC West, I mean, the Rams are third in that division right now. They're 3-3. Two of the best four or five teams in football are in that division right now, with Seattle and with San Francisco. I think Seattle's 5-1 right now. Of those teams in the NFC right now, Seth, like, how you just mentioned San Francisco, you're not totally buying into them.
Well,
like, Green Bay is 5-1.
Look at San Francisco's record. They looked impressive doing it, but they beat the Bucs, they beat the Bengals, they beat the Steelers. And then when they faced the Steelers, which game was that? Was Roethlisberger?
It was Mason Rudolph.
No, that was Mason Rudolph. Yeah, that's right. The Browns. The Rams, I mean, they put it on the Rams, but I don't know what the hell's going on in the Rams right now. Their offensive line sucks. Don't worry, they don't have any draft picks in the future. And then this week they take on the Redskins. So
we're not going to learn much about them.
Right. And I think they're a good team. I just don't know how good.
Right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.